spirit and in truth this morning from our hearts and from our soul. Amen. So let's put all that we can in it this morning and let's really praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Shall we rise on our feet? Let's sing the song, "The God is so good." I believe he is good to you. Amen. God, it is so good. Oh, God, it is so good. Oh, God, it is so good. It's so good to to you. Oh God is so good. God is so, oh, you worship him from your heart. God is so, he's so good, he's so good to. Oh, one more time, God is so good. God is so, oh, it's wonderful. God is so, oh, it's so good. God is so, it's so good, it's so good to me. Oh, one more time with more conviction. Oh, God is so, oh, you worship him this morning. God is, oh, he is so good. Oh, God is so, he's so good, he's so good to me. Oh, he's so good. Oh, God is so good. God is so, he's so good. God is so good, is so good to me. Amen. Let's sing the song. He poured in the oil and the wine. He poured in the oil and the wine. Oh, that kind, that restored my soul. For I was sinking, dying on the Jericho road. When he poured in the oil and the, oh, he's pouring in this morning. Oh, he poured in the oil and the wine. Oh, that kind, that rich, oh, restored my soul. Oh, I was sinking, dying on the Jericho road, when he poured in. Lord, I bless. Sing it one more time. You pour it in the oil. Wine, oh, you pour in the oil and the, oh, and the wine is morning that God, that restored my, oh, my soul. I was thinking, dying on the Jericho road, and he pulled in the oil and the wine. Oh, yes, Lord. All this bar has the same honor. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you, the Lord, you poured on the oil and the wine, oh God. Father, for Lord, it's because of that, Lord, that we are able to stand, Lord, Father, this morning at your feet, O God. It's because of that, O Lord Jesus, O God, that our sins, O Heavenly Father, have been cleansed from us, O Lord, that we feel no guilt anymore, O God. And Father, we thank you for the oil and the wine, O God. And Father, Lord, this morning, Lord, we desire, O Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, to honor your name, O God. Father, for you deserve the praise and you deserve all the honor, O God. And Father, we ask the Lord this morning, you condescend and arm us, the Lord Jesus. The Father, you take control of it all, O Lord God. The Father, you lay us aside, O Lord Jesus, O God. The Father, we forget about everything, O Lord God. The Lord will concentrate on you, O Lord Jesus. The Father, you take us to a higher ground, O Lord, O Father. The Lord, you lift us up in songs and worship, O God. The Father may be pleasing unto you, O Lord Jesus. Father, I commend myself unto your hands, O Lord Jesus. The Father, you lay me aside, O God. The Father, be not I, Lord, but you leading, Lord, your people, O God. Lord, with songs, O Father, that will prepare our hearts, O Lord, for your word to come, O Lord. Father, with songs, O Father, Lord God, that we will have, the Father, will be in the Spirit, O Lord God, Lord. On the last day, for we believe, O Lord, that every day is the last day, O God, Lord. And we believe today is another day that you have made, O God, Lord. And Father, we desire, Lord, to worship, O Lord God. We desire, Lord, to glorify you, Lord. We desire to be glad, O Heavenly Father, Lord, to enter your gates with worship and praise, O God. Help us, Lord, we pray to you, God. Bless the song service, Lord. Father, bless the preaching that will come, O Lord God. Father, we pray any item that will be sung, O Lord God. Let it be to your glory this morning, O Lord Jesus. We commit ourselves into your hands, O Lord God. Your name be glorified now and forevermore, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. May you greet your brother and your sister and say, welcome in the house of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord, with a spirit that was gone, oh, leading straight to the land abide. Oh, given cheer everywhere to the side and the Lord. Oh, fill my way, everything with. Oh, you fill our way, fill my way. Everything with love, or as I will with the heavenly. Oh, let us go, Lord, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Oh, fill my way, everything with love. Oh, keep me close. Keep me close to the side of my Savior and guide. Let me never in darkness rule. Oh, you keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. You fill my way, every day. Oh, you fill my way, fill my way, every day with love. Oh, as I open the heavenly, oh, let me go, let me to be praised. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Let's take our offering as we sing this song. I have been delivered. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've been delivered. Praise the Lord. Lord, I've been delivered. Oh, by it. Oh, I own all the bonds of sin I've broken. I've been delivered. Oh, are you delivered this morning? Let's sing up and deliver. Delivered, oh, praise the Lord. Oh, I'm delivered, oh, by it. Oh, and all the bonds of sin I'm broke. I've been delivered and praised. Oh, so there is a change, there is a big change. Oh, there is a, oh, are you happy this morning? I am so happy, I am so free. Oh, he sent me out of bondage. Oh, on liberty. Oh, 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 big change. Oh, there is a big change. Oh, there is a. Oh, are you happy this morning? I'm so happy. I am so. Oh, he brought me out of bondage. You're on to liberty. Oh, 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 big change. Oh, one more time, there is a change. A big change in me. Oh, there is a. Oh, I'm so happy. I am so happy.
Saints, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your presence. We thank you so much, Lord, to responding to the worship of your children. Amen. Father God, how even we learned this morning, Lord, Father, of the work of the seraphims, Lord, how they bring up our praise and worship unto thee. We trust, Lord, that today, Father, they had work, Lord, to do, and Father, what a pleasing work it is. And Lord, we thank you for your presence. We pray, Lord, that even through the remainder of the worship, Lord, may you please continue to minister to our souls. May you accept our worship and thanksgiving that we give to you in preparation for the word. Father, we want to ask you as well, Lord, your children have in obedience to your word. Father, with the free heart, Lord, they've given their tithes, they've given their offering. Father God, we don't do it, Lord, to receive of thee. But yet, Lord God, you attached a promise unto this, Lord. Father, you said, try me and see if you won't open the windows of heaven to bless your children. So, Father God, we pray, Lord, standing upon the promise of your word, that, Lord, you'd bless, you'd replenish, Lord God, that which your children have given unto thee. Father God, Lord, we know that even, Father, you multiply that which we give to thee with a sincere heart, Lord. So, Father, please accept this tithes, this offering, which was brought before thee, Lord, by your children. Yes, Lord. Father God, Lord, may it meet all the needs of your people, Lord. Yes. Father God, Lord, that we may praise and glorify your name. Yes. We know, Lord, that you are true to your word, Lord. So, Father, grant it, Lord. Be with us now in the remainder of the worship. We pray and commit all this to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing. We ask Brother Greg to get ready for his testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. And we'll just sing a little chorus here. And and then he can come for his testimony. Let's sing the one. Maybe showers of blessings, and we ask for Greg to come. Amen.
There'll be showers of heaven. Oh, this is the promise of God. Oh, there shall be seasons as generous and from the Savior above. Showers of heaven. Showers of blessings we need. Oh, mercy comes from the south. Oh, and open for a shower. Oh, showers of blessings. Oh, showers of blessings. Oh, showers of blessings we need. Oh, mercy comes from the flowing, run for the shower we bring.
Amen. God bless you, saints. See, I know I was here last week, and I know this voice was last week, just leave it. But you see, I want to say thank you to the Lord, because he teaching me every day something new. And if we anyway. So I have, you see, this woman in my town, and she's a beggar. And for a good while, long time, let's say a year, I can see she's begging. But I can see she's trouble, maybe some addiction, maybe drugs or whatever it is. And she begs for the money, and I just see, you know, her hands or whatever it is. And it's very easy to, you know, put it, no, I will not give money to somebody because probably goes for the drugs. So I walking one day, another day. So then the other day, I was just, let me, she came to my work, when I work now, and she asked for some money or for something. I said, like, look. So I sent her, give her the one of the trucks we do from the church. And I said, it's somebody there who I know can help you for sure. I said, his name is Jesus. She said, yeah, I believe Jesus. I said, that's okay. But then she went, I said, look, come back, maybe next time we can talk more. I'm at work, I just can't talk much now. She said she will, but she never came back. Then she begged for the money, she see me, and I ask, actually, I stopped, and one time actually at work, I asked her, what's your story? In that way, to know her more. And she said, her name is Martha, and you know, when sometimes you stop, I talk about myself, and you find out what it's in that other person background, you can feel for her in that way that you can pray more successfully. So she said her family blamed her because she was living with the daddy. The daddy was maybe a little bit sick. He went to the boss and he lost. Maybe it was winter and he died somewhere because from cold. So the whole family blaming her for all this. So this long story, a background. So she tried to make suicide and this. And I said, Martha, it's a better life than this. She said, I know, but you know. So anyway, so she went. She came back the other day. Then I would talk to her more. So she came back. And then I was thinking, it's like, oh, it could be good if some brother could talk to her. But then I remember somebody said, God put people in your path. That you are the person, the right person, to talk to her or to help her. So I was thinking about it. And then she came again. But she was walking past. And I said, she said, any change? Maybe she didn't recognize me. I have some change. I said, Martha, come on, let's talk. How are you? She said, oh, good, good, and stuff. I said, you know what, actually? She said, I can tell you a little story from a Bible. I said, it was Peter and John, and somebody asked them for money. So I will just say, tell you the same. I said, money and gold, I have none. But I said, I can pray for you. Would you like me to pray for you? She said, yes, please. I said, you don't mind if I was at work. I was cleaning the windows. And I said, you don't mind if I lay my hands on you? She said, no, please. And I pray sincere prayer, knowing her background, knowing her story, knowing where she's going through. And I said, no, I said, I pray sincere as best I could. I pray for her. So in the end, I was actually surprised. I said, thank you very much. That was very nice prayer. I said, Martha, this is one thing. I said, maybe you don't have enough faith to believe what I pray, but I will believe for you. But you have to believe it as well, what I pray. She said, yes, I will believe. So then, you see, before even, I know she was quite normal, no trouble, like years ago, because I saw her shorter foot sometimes. So obviously something happened. So anyway, after I prayed, I saw her maybe 2 weeks ago. And I was just thanking God. So I said, Martha, it's something different about you. You look different. Because, you know, sometimes when the people are troubled and have some problems, they... But she was happy. Her color of the face was even different. And Martha, what's... He said, it's something different about you. She said, oh, look, listen, you know, I don't know what happened because she's homeless. I forgot to say she's homeless and she have to beg money maybe for hostel every day or maybe from addictions she have. I didn't judge, didn't ask, but she said for hostel. So she was homeless. So she said, Greg, I don't even know if she know my name, but she said, look, listen, I don't know how. Said, somebody offered me accommodation to live. And I said, wow. And I said, she said, that's not even everything. I said, I went to that hotel. And that lady I was talking to, she said, she will give me a job. I said, wow, but she said, that's not everything, she said. She said, I told her that I have a criminal record, so you can't hire me. She said, I don't care, I will give you a chance. So I just want to say, maybe as a... I don't want to say, like, I don't know, you see, every one of us have a neighbor, or maybe that beggar, or somebody who is there. We don't know his background. We don't know what went through. But if we just stop and say, look, what's your name? John. James. Okay, so maybe next day, how are you doing, James? How's your, you know, just make little friends. And I have those two, three, four, five people in the town. They're very troubled. They're very troubled. And I try to stop to them, and I have that another man who's very, you know, when he's drunk, he's kind of little insane. He act like little, he's little crazy. But I'd stop to him and ask, Bobby, you know Jesus loves you. And I didn't know that. He actually said, yes, I used to go to church 12 years. But everyone laughs at him because he act crazy. I said, see, the only testimony I said for the glory of God. And I said to Martha, I said, Martha, do you know why that happened? She said, I said, amen. Amen. So I said, you know, anyway, just want to motivate anyone, if I can, to just stop and sometimes ask that somebody who's troubled or begging, because maybe you are the source God sent it in your path, to even pray for him or even talk to just motivate. God bless you and thank you. I took too much time. Thanks, God.
Amen. Thank you, brother. That was a wonderful testimony. God bless you, brother. Keep the good work going, brother. Amen. That's such an encouraging testimony. Amen. Let's sing the song, Let's Rising in that rock I will hide and access the Narcissa to be ready for a song. Amen. Was this for today, yeah? Yeah? Oh, okay. All right. Oh, okay. Okay, so we ask his daughter Jesus to come. We sing, in that rock I will hide. Amen. Let's rise on our feet. Amen.
Oh, in that rock I will hide. Oh, in that shadow I will abide. Oh, wonders don't talk. Oh, come sweeping over me. In that rock I will, oh, in that rock, oh yes, I will, oh, in the shadow, in the shadow, oh, I will abide. Oh, when the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that rock, I will abide. So as well, I'm standing here again after last Sunday. I had a desire to sing this song last Sunday, but I said I won't. But the desire kept at me in my heart during the week, and then it was a request as well. So also appreciate what the Lord did for me on Friday. I started this new job, looking after a retired nurse in her home from Friday to Monday, you know, nonstop. And I couldn't make it for Friday service for that reason. But somehow, on Friday, the lady, she was grieving, you know, for the last 2 weeks because her husband died. And she decided to, you know, kind of get out of that and to go out of the house. She went to a pub, you know. I don't judge that, but it opened an opportunity for me to come to church because, you know, I didn't go to the pub with her. So it's amazing how God can just make, you know, something like that work in our favor. And I believe the Lord will, you know,
blessed there as well. So I just wanted to sing this song that has helped me a lot in my life. And I pray to bless you. And sorry for my voice as well. I know it's... I never said that I would give you silver or gold, or that you would never face the fire or shiver in the cold. But I did say you'll never walk through this world alone. And I did say, don't make this world your home. I never said that fear wouldn't find you in the night, or that loneliness was something you'd never have to fight. But I did say I'd be right there by your side. I did say I'll always help you fight. 'Cause you know I made a promise that I intend to keep. My grace will be sufficient in every time of need. My love will be the anchor that you can hold on to. This is the promise, this is the promise I made to you. I never said that friends wouldn't turn their backs on you, or that the world around you wouldn't see you as a fool. But I did say, like me, you'll surely be despised. And I did say, my ways confound the wise. I didn't say you'd never taste the bitter kiss of death, or have to walk through chilly Jordan to enter into rest. But I did say I'll be waiting right on the other side. And I did say I'd dry every tear you cry. You know I made a promise that I've prepared a place, and someday sooner than you think you'll see me face to face. And you'll sing with the angels and a countless multitude. This is the promise, this is the promise I made to you. So just keep on walking, don't turn to the left or right. And in the midst of darkness, let this be your light. That hell can separate us, and you're gonna make it through. This is the promise, this is the promise I made to you.
Amen. God bless you, sister. Thank you. Amen. What a promise that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Maybe we'll sing again in that rock, and we ask Sister Comfort, amen, to come to give a testimony. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's sing in the rock again. Amen.
That road I will have, when that shadow I will abide. When the storm
short testimonial. It was last week, Wednesday was 1 week. I wasn't able to come to church because all my family, they've traveled. In the evening, I started feeling some pain in my stomach. I said, what is happening? The pain kept going on. It was so severe. I've never experienced such a pain before. Then I started running. I say, but why? I say, maybe it will stop. Then it was just going on severe. I can't even stand up. My heart started beating. I say, Then I say, no. I remember when Brother Lubanza was preaching that Sunday, he said something that somebody had the same problem, and he prayed, and God answered the prayer. So I said, no, I should pray. God will really hear my cry. So I just had a short prayer, still in pain. I said, no, I'm healed, no matter how. The pain continued, but I never give up. I said, I'm healed.
Amen.
That's all what I know. I'm healed.
Amen.
Then later, I realized the pain was just going down. Finally, I was really healed.
Amen.
I thank God for that.
Amen.
We serve a living God. Amen.
Amen.
He healeth all our disease. Hallelujah. Let's rise on our feet. Amen. Let's change the order of the service. Amen. Let's sing the song, Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross. Amen. Okay, maybe before we sing the song, we ask Sister Prayer to come. Amen. I wouldn't know who is it, but Sister Prayer. Sister Prayer, yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give a clap of hands and praise to Him. Amen. Shall we be seated? Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
First thing I want to ask forgiveness for God. Lord Jesus, sorry for hiding myself. I don't want to talk about the testimony. Sorry for Lord. I just wanted to share about the room which we are looking for. This we just came from England for nearly 4 months now. We already moved 2 times. We having some problem of room and everything. And last week was talking about the room to Brother Greg that because we don't know much people around that area. So what happened? Brother said, "Just why don't you put prayers and ask church of members and everything?" Then what happened? I went back home. Then I started to pray and ask God, just leave it like that. Then when I went back to work on Monday, we were looking around the whole week, and me and my daughter was walking around the whole area and was asking about, and some people are not willing to give us because we are 2 hours, they say, the couples, because we are not allowed, we got not enough money actually to rent a whole house, is 850, and what happened, we have to share with someone, and we don't know anyone yet. Then we have to wait, and this person who now we are staying there, the family is coming down, they want us to move this September itself. So we only have about a couple of weeks. Then after that, we went back to work on Monday. I was keep on asking some of my customers, and what happened, like, one of the customers came into our shop for a haircut. I don't know him much. It's the second time he's coming. Then he's currently hoping, he says that he wants the room, and he was looking for someone to share with. Then thank Jesus for that. And I said, yeah, I was also looking for some people to share with us also. Then he was serious to look about it, and he got it a house, and I got no time to see I told my daughter to go and view the house, and she really likes it. Thank Jesus. And what happened, it's a 3-bedroom house, and it's 825, and he says, asks us to pay 525, and he pays 300, and he gave us 2 rooms.
Amen.
Thank Jesus for that, my Lord, because where we are living, first we live in a small room. We are paying 300. Then Jesus moved us to another room, which is a bigger. And now he gave us 2 rooms. It's 525. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the glory of my Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm asking again, he's making a lot of things for us in our life. And we are keep on hiding ourselves and not glorify Jesus. And even it's a little things for me, but it's I'm sorry, it's a little things for us, but it's big things for me. Amen. You know what I mean? And thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. What a wonderful God that we serve. Amen. Oh, my. Hallelujah. What a testimony. I think we needed this grand final. Amen. Hallelujah. That was just a blessing. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Prayer. Amen. Let's rise on our feet and sing this song, Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross. Amen.
Jesus keeps me near the
cross. Oh, let's sing from our heart this morning.
And precious vine, oh free to all, free to let healing, oh it flows from Calvary's mountain in the cross, and the cross. Oh, in the cross be my glory ever, oh, till my raptured soul shall find words beyond the river. Oh, with the cross at hand, oh, have mercy, love and mercy. Oh, I found you amid the bright and morn. Oh, sad soul, this winter round. Oh, when the cross and the cross, oh, and the cross be mine, oh, let our glory be ever, oh, till my righteous soul, oh, shall, oh, rest my soul beyond the grave,
oh, in the grove. Yeah.
even near the cross, near the cross, oh Lamb of God, oh bring His hands before me. Oh, help us, Lord, help me walk from day to day. Oh, His shadows, oh, when the cross in the cross, oh, in the cross, be mine, oh, my glory, oh, until my righteous souls must be on the river. Oh, in the cross and that, oh, in the cross, the cross be, oh, let it be my glory. Oh, till my raptured souls, oh, let it find rest beyond the rainbow.
Let us all pray. Let's say, Lord, we thank you for the cross. Oh, it is by the cross we had our salvation. By the cross we had our redemption. By the cross we were delivered from the power of darkness. By the cross, Lord Jesus. Oh, that's how we are today, Lord. We thank you, we bless you this morning. It is by the cross, oh, that you pay the price. Oh, for our salvation. You willingly did it for us. We give glory to you this morning, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you for the cross. The blood that was shed, it paid the price for me. Glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, this morning. We give all the glory to you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the cross. Dear Heavenly Father, oh, yes, this morning, Lord, we thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for the breeze of life that is blowing. It is your breath which is life, oh God. And we thank you for the resurrection power, Lord, that has woken us up, oh Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for the church bells that are ringing in our hearts. That this morning, Lord, we found ourselves in no other place but right in your presence, Lord. Father, it is by your grace. And we thank you, the Lord, 2,000 years ago, what you did on the cross, Lord. I was lost.
Thank you.
Oh, but through the cross, Lord, I have been found, Lord.
Amen.
I was blind, Lord. But by the cross, now I can see.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. This morning, Lord, your children have come to your presence, Lord. Father, they've come with a broken spirit and a contrite heart.
Yes.
They've come with all humility, Lord Jesus. They've come, Lord, knowing very well that, Lord, there is something in store for them.
Amen.
And that, Lord Jesus, they believe your name, that in your name all things are possible, oh God.
Amen.
So this morning, you know every heart here, every request upon every heart, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Father, through your grace and through your mercies, Lord Jesus, and abundance of your mercies, oh God, meet each and everyone according to your grace, Lord Jesus. This morning, Lord, we have a prayer request here. Our precious sister has her daughter in admission in the hospital. But Lord Jesus, we know that you have an attribute. Amen. That attribute is healing. Amen. And truly, Lord, for us to see your glory, Amen. Someone to get sick, Amen. And yes. someone be healed, Amen. So that we know that you are a healer. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Amen. That this morning we believe that our daughter is healed, Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. We send forth the healing Amen. Word of God and claim total healing for her Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And Father, we use her even as a point of contact, Lord. Amen. If anyone is sick amongst us here, Lord, Father, before we leave here, all healing has already Amen. Taken place. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And Lord, as we turn to the reading of your word of God, Amen. We know there is life in it to God. Amen. Let the life be our portion this morning. Amen. As Lord Jesus, we surrender to you. In Jesus' name, we pray with all thanksgiving. Glory and honor be to thy name. Thank you, Jesus, for this morning. Amen. May the saints of the Lord say amen. 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 Oh, glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. As we are standing, let's turn to the reading of the word. Amen. You're all welcome to the house of God. And we thank the Lord for the testimony so great. It shows that the Lord is in the midst of his children. Great testimonies. Lord, we thank you that you always work for your children. Amen. We have two readings this morning. The first reading is from 2 Corinthians and chapter 1, which I read from the 18th verse to the 22nd. 2 Corinthians 1, 18 to 22. And our second reading will be Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. First, 2 Corinthians 1, 18 to 22. Let's hear the word of God. But as God is true, our word towards you was not yea and nay. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. Amen. For all the promises of God in him are yea. Amen. And in him, amen. Unto the glory of God by us. Amen. Now, he which establishes us with you in Christ hath anointed us is God. Who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Amen. 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 The second reading, Ephesians 1, 13 and 14. In whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Our Lord is good. Amen. Let's pray once again. Heavenly Father, we've read your word, O God. We know it's a word of life. And it has been preserved for us, Lord. And Father, no one can open this book and understand it just by your Spirit, Lord. So Father, as I stand here, Lord Jesus, use me as your vessel, O God. And speak to us this morning. By your word, O God, we ask it in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Yes, sir, we remember also our brethren who are still on holidays, that the Lord be with them. Our pastor also, You remember him and the family, that the Lord bless them this morning. May it be blessings unto all of them. Amen. This morning we have our topic, the earnest of our inheritance. Amen. The earnest of our inheritance.
Amen.
Amen. Brethren, do you know that we are a privileged people?
Amen.
Do you know that?
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
We are truly privileged people. Because what the Lord has done for us, amen, by way of this message, it has truly enlightened us. Praise God. And we are now abounded in what? In the power of God. We are abounded in the wisdom of God. Till even we know, he has made it known to us all the secrets of his will. See, it's just a wonderful thing for us to receive such a thing from the Lord. And we know that at the fullness of time, praise God, and we are in that process, that he said he will gather all in Christ Jesus. And we are in that process. We are gathered together in what? In Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. So that's the privilege. Some people are gathered under what? Politics. Some people are gathered in another way. But you are gathered together in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's the privilege that you have.
Amen.
Amen. Because there is no other safe place than under the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. That's why the scripture says the name of the Lord is a mighty tower.
Amen.
Amen. And the righteous do what? They run into it and they are saved. Praise God. So this morning, let's look at the scripture we just read. Amen. It shows that we are potentially heirs with him. We are already seated in what? In high places with him. Amen. So looking at the scripture we just read, it said, but as God is true. Oh, that alone. Amen. As God is true. Our word towards you was not yea and nay. Amen.
Amen.
Because he said in him is what? Yea. Praise God.
Amen.
God is not like a man. A man, oh, he can change his word just now. A man can change his tongue this just now. And even he can tell you, I didn't even say it. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He will lie. Say, I didn't even say it. But God is not like man. He said, God is true.
Amen.
And the words that we have preached towards you, they are not what? Nay and yea. No, sir. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Is that for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom was preached among you, was not yea and nay, but in him was what? Yea.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. God is true. He's not yea and amen, yea and nay. And now he said the Son of God also, Jesus Christ, whom we have preached to you also, is not yea and nay. But in him was what? Yea.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And how true the Bible is. Because Jesus Christ himself said, the words that I speak unto you, they are not my own words.
Amen.
But the Father who dwells in me, he doeth the work.
Amen.
And if the Father is yea, that's why he said Jesus also in him is what? Yea. Oh, and so if the Spirit of Jesus Christ also is in you, you are what?
Yea.
You are what?
Yea.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Because all that was in God, he said he poured unto Christ.
Amen.
And all that was in Christ, he poured into the church.
Amen.
Poured into you. So God in you. So if God is true, you are also true.
Amen.
Amen. There is no lie on your tongue. So as the word is coming, you begin to what? Examine yourself. Amen. Jesus said, the words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. Amen. But the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth that work. Praise God. And so you, if the Spirit of Christ is in you, it is no more you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's no more you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So you begin to know who you are.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Then verse 20. It said, for all promises of God in him are yea. Oh, amen.
Amen.
And in him, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God is true. He's not yea and nay. His son, Jesus Christ, in him also dwelleth what? Yea. He's not yea and nay. And now he said his promises also.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
His promises also, the promises of God in him are yea. And in him, amen. Oh, thank God that it is so. Praise the Lord. If in God it had not been so, that would have been a great confusion. Amen. The Bible would have to be what? Rewritten many times. Because God will change his word. See? We know that God says that our salvation is that God says that my salvation is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And then I will receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's what God says, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. That's my salvation. And then another time, oh, a brother will just come. I said, brother, have you heard? I said, what is that? He said, God has changed his mind. Now he said it's that Holy Ghost baptism is not important anymore. Because many people cannot repent. Oh, my brother, what a confusion. If God has to change his mind, what a confusion. Praise the Lord. That is why God changeth not.
Amen.
He changeth not his word.
Amen.
And so in Malachi 3:6, give it to me. Malachi 3:6.
Amen.
Let's hear what God said. He said, for I am the Lord.
Amen.
I changeth not.
Amen.
Therefore the sons of Jacob are not consumed.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
If God changes, we are consumed.
Amen.
If he changes his mind, we are consumed.
Amen.
There is no salvation anywhere. That is why God, whatever he says, is final. He can never come back and say, oh, I made a mistake here. No, sir.
Amen.
What he says is final.
Amen.
To never change. He won't change it. Amen.
Amen.
So the prophet said something here. He said, God is not like a man to ever change his mind. What if he is, said, what if he is a God that changes his mind? He said, If that is his nature, we are doomed. We are consumed, as says the scripture. If God changes his mind, then he's not a sovereign God. He's not a stable God. And that puts our salvation in danger. See? Every spoken word is established. Amen. Amen. Every spoken word is established. Oh, from what? From the foundation of the world. When he created even heaven and earth. Praise the Lord. Amen. All what he said had been what? The same. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let there be light. And there was light. That's all. Amen. Amen. He said, let what? The fruit trees bring forth fruits after its kind. Amen. Amen. And it has been so up to today. Amen. Every day I call mango tree.
That's right.
Amen. From that day, mango said, mango tree, bring forth fruits after your kind. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Since that day, mango tree always bring forth what? Mango.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, the word of God is eternal.
Right.
It has no end. When he says, it's finished.
Right.
God being infinite, as limitless. He has no limit. Amen. God being infinite cannot speak one thing and then later on change it to something else, to a better decision. No, sir. God is not like a man.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Look at this book. Amen.
Amen.
Has there been any change to a better thing? No, sir.
Amen.
But look at all the great, great men, Plato, Socrates, Shakespeare, all those who write all these science books. Amen. All those who said they are doing discoveries, they will discover something and then they will write, oh, this is the answer. We've gotten an answer. 5 years later, they will discover another thing. Then the other one, they push it somewhere. Oh, praise God. They push it to another. See, they always. You see, God is eternal. And so when some people say there is no God, oh my. They don't begin to think about what the world that they are living in. They try to say, oh, this time we have caught up with God. Or we have caught up with what? Every knowledge about the whole world. And then the next 3 years, oh, they see another planet again. Oh my. Every time they see another world. Another planet in the solar system. You cannot catch up with God.
Amen.
The only thing is that receive him.
Amen.
In you.
Amen.
Amen. Then you be like him.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And everything about you will be what? Yea.
Amen.
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 Every word that he leaves, he said amen to it. Is that once his word has been spoken, it can never die.
Mm.
That's why mango always produces mango. It can never die.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It lives on and can never die because it is God.
Amen.
As you see that tree standing there, it is God. Amen. It is his word that is making it to produce itself. It's God. And so if you want to see God, as the prophet says, look at nature. Look at nature. You see God in nature. Oh, praise the Lord. Because no one can do it I know the cows in the field, they eat green grass. Huh? But they can produce white milk. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. And so what do you say? It's God. Amen. Look at nature. See God. Praise the Lord. Oh, when the winter comes, you see all the leaves of the tree all shed off. They look so miserable in the winter time. Not one single word. Leaf left. The flowers all covered up. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then, by the rising of the sun,
amen.
The return of the sun,
amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brings back life unto them again and they blossom.
Amen.
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 My brother, take it spiritually. Let the rising of the S-O-N,
amen.
Jesus Christ,
amen.
Be in your heart.
Amen.
You will always blossom.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it takes that light, that power. Amen.
Amen.
In the botany sun to bring life to what? The botany life. And it takes what? The S-O-N, the Son of God, his light, to what? Bring life unto you.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, when God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herbs yielding seed, and the fruits yielding it what? He said, and it was so. Amen.
Amen.
And it was what? So. So we see here. It said the promises. Oh, bring it back to that place again. As was it verse what? What verse? Verse 20. Maybe we didn't look at something very close here. Amen. It said for what? The next word is what?
All.
The next word is what?
All.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
He said all, not some. Amen.
Amen.
For all the promises of God in him are yea.
Amen.
Not some. All.
Amen.
We nearly jump over that word, eh? Oh, praise the Lord. No matter how long it takes,
amen.
He always remembers his promises.
Amen.
Because they are yea.
Amen.
No matter how long it will take, my brother, his promises he will never ever forget because they are yea.
Amen.
So if you take any promise of God into your heart, stay by it.
Amen.
Stay by it.
Amen.
It will come to pass.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, one time he told Abraham, he revealed something to Abraham. He said, Abraham, for surety, your seed, they shall sojourn in a strange land which is not their place. For 400 years. But he said, a time will come. I will deliver them with what? A great substance.
Amen. Amen.
The children of Israel always types the spiritual.
Amen.
Amen. There will be somewhere they will sojourn. It's a place. But I will deliver them after 400 years with a great substance. Is what? A promise.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And the promise was lingering on. Amen.
Amen.
Abraham died. Came what? Isaac. Isaac died. Came Jacob. Jacob also died. But the promise was still there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Then we heard about Joseph. How the brothers sold him. Look at how the whole thing is working.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And now Joseph has been sold. And you know the story already. He's now in a land which doesn't belong to them. And we know the story how Jacob later heard that his son Joseph was still alive.
Amen.
And then they started to move.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Amen. God's word is coming to pass.
Amen.
God's word is coming to pass. That's the way how many of us, maybe our life goes through.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Joseph was what? Really the beloved child of his father. But now he went look at the what? The life that he passed through. All because it is going to fulfill God's word.
Amen.
Amen. And then eventually you know the story already. Truly, there came a Pharaoh that never knew Joseph. And subjected these people to real task. Amen. But the 400 years was getting closer. Oh, your time is getting closer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Your own is getting closer.
Amen.
The promise will never fail in your life.
Amen.
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 If you have stayed faithfully with that promise.
Amen.
And believe that it will come to pass in your life. It will surely come to pass.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so, after 400 years, what happened? The people started, they saw that promise. Amen. Look into the word, pick a promise and stay by it. They saw the promise which actually talks about them.
Amen.
Said, no, God promised our father Abraham. Now we calculate, we see that the 400 years has now come. And they started crying unto their Lord. You promised our father. We are looking at the promise now. My brother, my sister, look at God's promise. Any promise at all. Because he said all promises of God in him are yea.
Amen.
None will ever fail. Take it and stay by it.
Amen.
None will fail because they are yea. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so, God, the Bible says, God himself, he came down.
Amen.
Himself came down. And we know how he met what? We know the story of Moses. We are not going to bring all in here. He met Moses at the backside of the desert. And we know the story from there. The promise of God was fulfilled.
Amen.
Amen. The promise of God will never fail. Let's stay by the truth. Amen.
Amen.
He himself came down. Himself will come down to fulfill that promise you have stayed on.
Amen.
You have believed on. He will come down and fulfill it in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Are you looking for a child? Stay by the promise.
Amen.
He says, there is no barrenness in my home.
Amen.
Stay with that. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Stay with that. Lord, this is your word. And you say, all promises are yea.
Amen.
Stay by it by faith.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever. Right now, my brother, my sister, begin to what? Pick a promise of God.
Amen.
And said, let it be unto me now.
Amen.
Let it be unto me. I believe your word, Lord.
Amen.
This morning, what you have spoken, I know it comes from you. It is yea.
Amen.
It is yea.
Amen.
What are you looking at? What are you seeking from him? Whatever man is looking for is here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Take it and stay by it. All The promises of God in him are yea. Amen. And in him, amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Now, verse 21 and 22. Verse 21 and 22. Is that he that establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. The one who had brought you here as you are seated here. Amen. You never came here by your own. Believe that you never came here on your own. Something in you was speaking to you. Go to the house of God today. Praise the Lord. Because there are many places for you to go. Some are in what? Discos. Is it not a spirit that sent them there? Some are in the stadium. Is it not a spirit that sent them there? They are spirits. Oh, amen.
Amen.
But to you, oh, glory be to God. Lord, I thank you. It directed your footsteps to his presence. Praise the Lord. So he has established you. Said he that has established you has also done what? Anointed you. Oh, praise the Lord. The one who did that, he said, is what? He's God. The one who did it, he is what? God. Amen. So he has established you. And he has what? Anointed you. Do you know the meaning of anointing? The prophet said, Messiah or Christ means the anointed one.
Amen.
Amen. Messiah or Christ means the anointed one. Oh, and so if he says he has anointed you, oh, praise the Lord. That same spirit that was upon him, that anointed him, is upon you also.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The prophet said, we have it in measure. But he had it what? In full.
Amen.
So we have the measure of that anointing from him.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because we are sons of God. We are part of him.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He has anointed you. The same spirit that was in Christ. If it were in you, oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
It will quicken your mortal bodies.
Amen.
To quicken you. And that's what has quickened you. That's why you are here, my sister. You believe it?
Amen.
He has anointed you. That has quickened you for you to be here. You could have what? Been somewhere this morning, isn't it? Yeah. But look at where you are now.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Even we thank God that we have some little foam on the chair. Sometimes some chairs are very hard ones, but people, because he has come
Amen.
To the presence of God, he will sit on a hard, you see.
Amen.
Or even some stand.
Amen.
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 Standing on their feet.
Amen.
Because there is no chair.
Amen.
Why?
Amen.
There is something inside. And it is not your own.
Amen.
Amen. It is what? God's own. Amen. He said, he has what? Anointed you. Now, we come to, yes, go to the next one. 22. And who hath also sealed us? Oh, hallelujah. And giving the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He has sealed us. If God seals you, oh, amen.
Amen.
Who can touch you? When you are sealed, who can touch you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Abraham said, but about 2 weeks now, you have been sick. Oh, praise the Lord. What happened? Amen. Yes, as we just know that he is what? He's a healer.
Amen.
Now I give glory to him more.
Amen.
Because he has healed me.
Amen.
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 Oh, glory be to his name. You see? I appreciate him more. Because what I went through, I was scary. Amen. I bet he said, oh, boy, come up here. You have gone through and you have seen my glory.
Amen.
Amen. And I continue to give glory to him.
Amen.
Because he has healed me.
Amen.
Amen. Now the prophet said, he has sealed us. He said, oh, when we have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. The prophet said, I keep quoting it because I don't want to miss it. Said, when we have been sealed by the Holy Spirit, it is God's seal of approval that everything that Christ died for belongs to us. Listen again. When we are sealed, it means, he said, it is God's seal of approval. He has approved you. Amen. God's seal of approval. That everything that Christ died for belongs to us.
Amen.
That's why we are coming toward the earnest of our inheritance. Amen. Whatever he died for. Can you say something that he died for? It's for you. Amen. Anything that you can remember that he died for. Huh? Begin to look. What did he die for?
Amen.
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 I know he died for my transgressions.
Amen.
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 I transgressed against him. I transgressed against him. But he died for it. He was wounded for it. Amen.
Amen.
And he never fought back. When he was being wounded, he never fought back. He carried the proof on his body. Praise the Lord. And I know all my iniquities. See, I know that iniquity, that you know that this is right. You see, something tells, don't do it, but you do it anyhow. Iniquity. See, all this, he was bruised for it. And he never retaliated. When he was being bruised, he never retaliated.
Amen.
See? And then look at the peace that you have. My brother, do you know that you have peace?
Amen.
Hey, some people, every day, there's no peace.
Amen.
You understand the peace that we can't talk about? Even millionaires, billionaires that have money, everything, they have no peace. Oh, praise the Lord. Security cameras, security men, bodyguards. Oh, praise the Lord. Eh? Look at that. And meanwhile, the bodyguards, who say they don't sleep? They also sleep. Praise the Lord. He has no peace. When he sleeps, he hears. Takes phone. Hey, security, what is it? No peace.
Amen.
He has millions. But today, look at my pocket. There's nothing there.
Amen.
Amen. And yet, I have a security man. Who never sleeps.
Yeah.
Who never slumbers.
Yeah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, glory be to his name.
Yeah.
See, look at the peace he has given to me.
Yeah.
my peace was upon him.
Amen.
And he endured it. Look at it, my brother.
Amen.
He that keepeth us will never slumber nor sleep.
Amen.
He will never allow the sun to smite us by day, nor the moon by night.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
He will guide our going out and our coming in from this time forth, even forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look at the peace. That's the kind of peace I'm talking about.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
President is coming. See, for 3 days, they had to check every corner. Plant people there. With a oh my. What kind of life is that? Oh, praise the Lord. Glory be to his name.
Amen.
Amen. My brother, do you know why God came in flesh? You see, this is the thing that we must always give glory to him. These are all the inheritance we are talking about.
Amen.
Amen. Look at why God has to even come down in flesh. See, the Bible says, look, he said, he was what? Jesus was equal to God because he was God. Amen. But the Bible says, Hebrews 2, 9 and 10, give it to us. Hebrews 2, 9 and 10. Hebrews 2, 9. Oh, our Lord is good. Amen. He said, but we see Jesus. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. For the suffering of death. See? He was made. He accepted to be made lower than the angels. God is a spirit. But I have sinned. He saw me. My penalty is what? Death. Penalty. My penalty is death. He saw me. And he wants to save me. But he's in the spirit. Amen. And how can he do it? He has to come down in flesh himself. Amen. He has to come down in the flesh himself. That's what he said. Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for what? For what reason? For the suffering of death. Must put on what? Flesh and come and suffer death for you and me.
Amen.
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 See? As the Bible says, death like what? Death is like a sting.
Mm.
Amen. So death was to sting you. Sting me.
Mm.
And we die and that will be the end. Praise the Lord. And then he came. Took on flesh for the bee of death to sting him rather.
Yes, sir.
Oh, praise the Lord. Yes. Because being in spirit, he cannot be stung. Mm. So he has to come in the flesh. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So that flesh, the bee of death, will see flesh now and do what? Sting it. So as the bee was about to sting you, he came and stood there and said, bee, sting me.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And the bee, instead of you, instead of me, he stung Jesus. And you know, the bee already, when he stings you once, all his teeth is gone. Because the teeth is what remains in the flesh.
Amen.
Amen. And so as Jesus presented himself and the bill of death stung him, the teeth all remained in his body. It remained in the body of Emmanuel. Oh, hallelujah. And that is what he carried to the cross as we sang this morning.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And now the bee Where is his teeth again? Oh, praise the Lord. His teeth now is in Christ Jesus. There's his toothless now. That's why death can never touch you. Because he has taken all the thing of what? Of the beard of death into his skin and went to the cross. Praise the Lord. And now the bee will come. Hey, he has no teeth.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's just coming to us. Hey, he has nothing. There's no power in him.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Don't be afraid of him now.
Amen.
He has no teeth.
Amen.
Amen. They are in what? In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He will come. That's why he was making around Paul. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
That was making around Paul. When he was being taken up and down, being taken to Rome here and there. I said, oh, my, forget it. He said, where? Death, what is your thing?
Amen.
Death, what is your thing?
Amen.
Amen. The sting is already in what? Christ Jesus. Where is your sting?
Amen.
Grave, where is your victory?
Amen.
Because he rose up again.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He rose up. Death could not keep him in what? In the grave.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to his name.
Amen.
That's the reason why he put on flesh. Amen. And now, my brother, we are coming to Ephesians 1:13 that we read. Amen. See, in whom ye also trusted. Do you trust in him?
Amen.
Do you trust in him this morning?
Amen.
In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Look at the process. You heard something. That's the first thing. You heard something. Amen. And then you trusted it to be what? The truth.
Amen.
You heard something. The hearing, my brother, my sister, it takes the Spirit of God. So the moment you are able to hear the word of God, know already that the Spirit of God is in you. Because it's the Spirit of God that wrote it.
Amen.
Amen. Said the Holy Spirit came upon what? Holy men. And they wrote this. It never came by the will of man. Praise the Lord. So the moment you are able to hear, my brother, my sister, already, see, begin to know yourself. Know that, no, I have the Spirit of God in me.
Amen.
Because Jesus preached the same thing to the people. He preached the same thing to the people when he said, unless you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have no life in you. Because my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is a drink indeed.
Amen.
And whoever will eat my flesh and drink of my blood has eternal life.
Amen.
The Bible says that day, people look at him like this. Charlie, what did he say? He said we should eat his flesh. Oh, man. Are we cannibals? Are we vampires? Praise the Lord. Are you going to stay here? Say, Charlie, I'm going home. As for this one. The Bible says, they ask themselves, who can hear this? Who can hear this? Oh my. Praise the Lord. So the hearing, for you to hear and sit down, it takes what? The Spirit of God in you.
Amen.
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 So give glory to God.
Amen.
Some people heard it. He said, what is this? Who can hear these things? I'm gone. The Bible said from that day, he saw many of them that were following him, they were all gone. Praise the Lord. Do you remember one time he sent 70? He sent 70 of his disciples. Do you understand that? And they came back rejoicing because, evil spirits fell before them. They were able to heal, did all manners of what. But that day, Jesus turned. He saw how many people left. 12. Praise the Lord. When he said this, he turned around. He saw only 12 people still standing there. He asked them, will you also go?
Hallelujah.
Peter said,
amen.
To whom? To whom shall we go?
Amen.
Because we know you.
Right.
You are the Christ.
Amen.
And you have the word of what? Your word of salvation.
Amen.
And the word of life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So it takes what? The Spirit of God to hear. Amen.
Amen.
So give glory to God that you can what? Come all the way from Kalo. Amen.
Amen.
Come all the way from Babrigan. Far and near to come and sit down.
Amen.
And listen to this short man here. Praise the Lord. Anyway, it's not me, it's Christ.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
It's what? It's God.
Amen.
So, that is what? Yeah. You hear the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation.
Amen.
In whom also after that ye believed. You see, after you have heard the word of truth, the next thing is for you to believe.
Amen. Right.
Then when you believe, what shows that you believe? Then we come to another point. Well, how someone will know that you believe. Huh? When he told mango tree, from today, bring forth fruits after your kind.
Amen.
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 Bring forth what? Fruits after your kind. Mango tree said, amen, Lord.
Amen.
And from that day, mango tree believed. And so mango tree brought what? Fruits.
Amen.
After what God has said he is.
Amen.
So to show that you believe,
amen,
you will produce that same word,
amen,
that you have heard,
amen,
in your life. We will see it in your life.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We shall see it in your life.
Amen.
Amen. And so we see, who was that? Mary. The word of God came to her. Something, you see, just like what the people heard about eat my flesh and drink my blood. Look at the message Mary also received. Praise God.
Amen.
It has never happened before. How can a virgin conceive?
Amen.
How? Without a man, how can a virgin conceive? But she was told, you are going to conceive, amen, and bear a son, and his name will be called Emmanuel, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And she accepted it. She believed it.
Amen.
Amen. Let it be unto me according to your word.
Amen.
And it became so. And it was so. Is it not what the Bible says?
Amen.
Mango, bring forth fruits after your kind. And it was what? And it was so.
Amen.
And so, Mary also believed the word, and it was what? It was so.
Amen.
And so, he brought forth what? He brought forth the same word that she heard, that will bring forth what? A son, whom we shall call, and his name, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
So if you also receive the word and believe it, you bring forth that same word in your life. So we begin to look at your life and we see that true, you have what you believed. So here, verse 14, quickly. Which is the earnest of our inheritance? The Holy Spirit is the what? Is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. My brother, here is the point where we are missing many, many times. Praise the Lord. The earnest of our inheritance. Listen to what the prophet said. He said, the Holy Spirit is the earnest of our inheritance. In other words, it is the assurance.
Amen.
Amen. It is the assurance. You have an assurance. The Holy Spirit is what? An assurance. Amen. And when you receive this, that assurance, it transforms you, gives you a transforming word, power. Oh, if you have an assurance, amen.
Amen.
You have what? It changes your life.
Right.
Isn't it?
Amen.
It changes your attitude. Amen.
Amen.
Because you have been assured of something.
Amen.
He said, it is the down payment that we have received into Christ.
Amen.
It's a down payment for you. Paid something. Down payment for you. It is a blessed hope. Amen.
Amen.
And even he said it is what? Insurance.
Amen.
Assurance and what? Insurance.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, drive a car without insurance. You'll be looking left and right for maybe police. You feel uncomfortable. Driving a car without insurance. Always your heart is beating. Because you may what? Meet the police at any time. Praise the Lord. When you see a car coming behind you with speed, you come and pass and go. Praise the Lord. I don't want any trouble. Praise the Lord, because your car has no insurance. But if it has insurance,
amen.
Amen. Oh, you can put on what the message and you'll be listening and driving comfortably.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Because it's insured. So he said the Holy Spirit is what? Our insurance. It's our blessed hope. Amen. It is eternal life. Amen. It makes us heirs of everything that he purchased for.
Amen.
But the way, how, the earnest, when you go to the dictionary, said being serious and taking something with intensity, but with all sincerity.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, brethren, look at it. Let's look at someone who, this earnest of inheritance. How? Earnest means something. Something really sparks you. Something keeps you. Joy. It brings joy. It brings everything. Because you have assurance. You have insurance. You have a blessed hope. You have eternal life. You have all these things. And so it does what? It does something in you.
Amen.
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 You don't sit down for what? For the devil to walk over you. No, sir. Praise the Lord. You never sit down for the devil to walk over you, because you have what? This earnest of your inheritance.
Amen.
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 Look at David. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, David was anointed to be king, but he had not yet gone on the throne.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But he knew that he has been anointed. That is the earnest of his word, inheritance, that one day he will be seated upon the throne.
Amen.
He brought that earnest in him. Amen.
Amen.
We have an inheritance, and now we must have that earnest in us towards that inheritance.
Amen.
Until the purchased possession. That's why I said, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. As ye are what? Sealed unto the day of your redemption. Amen. The Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. So David, he knew that he had been what? Anointed. Amen. And today you have been anointed.
Amen.
David had been anointed. And we also, what we read, he said, he has anointed us and sealed us. So who can touch you? So David used his earnest, the earnest of his inheritance. When he went to the camp and saw that man standing there, Goliath, defiling the armies of the living God. Hey, who is that man? He said, shh, keep quiet. He said, me, keep quiet? Why should that man stand there and be defiling the armies of the living God? And you know the story already. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's the earnest that was in him. He knew that he has been anointed. If that man kills him, it's over to God. God is never nay and yea. You know, God is always yea. So God is our king. I will sit on the throne. And so if I die, it's over to you. You have to bring me up again for me to sit on the throne. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, sir. So that in him, that earnest in him, he never feared Goliath. Amen. He never feared Goliath. And we know the story already. Praise God.
Amen.
That's the way how the earnest must be working in us, because we have what? Been promised an inheritance. Oh, aren't you happy?
Amen.
That he says, one of these days you are going to sit with me in the throne.
Amen.
You're going to sit with me on the throne. You believe it?
Amen.
Then nothing should be what? A hindrance, an obstacle to you at all.
Amen.
All the Goliath that has been threatening you today, say, hey, Goliath, walk out.
Amen.
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 Troubles, walk out.
Amen.
You don't want the troubles when they are coming. Even you tell them, hey, I didn't, trouble coming to your home. You know what they do? It's a trouble. I don't want any trouble. Even I don't have any chair for you. You know what the trouble will tell you? I brought my own chair. My brother, don't make him enter.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Even if he brought his own chair, say, take your chair and go out. That's the way how trouble they do. Amen. You don't like trouble. But the trouble will still come. He carries his chair and want to come and sit down. Amen. But with the earnest.
Amen.
With the earnest in you. Like David, how it worked on him and destroyed Goliath. Let us say, and because you have been given a promise.
Amen.
That you will sit together with him.
Amen.
On the throne.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost is our earnest.
Amen.
The down payment.
Amen.
The assurance.
Amen.
The insurance.
Amen.
The blessed hope.
Amen.
The eternal life.
Amen.
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 Look at this lady, Rahab. Amen. Look at Rahab. She was what? A prostitute. In the city of Jericho. Amen. But she had a real heart for people. Till you know the story how Joshua sent two spies to go and spy Jericho. And they wanted a place where they could what, lodge. And Rahab gave them a place to lodge. Praise the Lord. And the goodness she did unto them. Amen. Maybe she goes to town and then brings information to them. So he becomes what? The espionage. Amen. Because the people have come to spy. And she was giving them information. Amen. So when the time, they also told the story why they have come. God is going to destroy what? Jericho. Amen. So after everything, now, alarm blew somewhere that there are some people, spies in the city. So they were looking for them. And you know, people, these gossipers and everything, maybe Rahab neighbors, they have already reported that there are some two strange people. We don't know. So, the authorities were coming to Rahab's house. And quickly, some good Samaritan also informed Rahab. Amen. So we all know. Her window, that's where he lowered these two messengers from Joshua to do what? To escape. But you know what she told them? He said, look, as you're going, don't go far. Just stay in what? In the forest here. Don't go far. Praise the Lord. So the people came. They searched everywhere. They could not find the people. Rahab, so these two people, you sure you have? Okay, you know, I heard them saying that they are going by this road. So, maybe that place you can get them. Amen. See how he just deceived the people. But meanwhile, before the two messengers went away, Rahab believed what the message these two brought to her. She believed it. As we have read here, he heard, she heard, and believed, trusted it. Amen. Said, please, what about me? I've done you a favor. And we are coming to destroy this place. So, what about me? Said, okay. For what you have done. Do you see this scarlet cord? Hang it by your window. And when the wrath of God descend upon Jericho, when the wrath sees that scarlet cord, it will not touch your house. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You see it? Amen. And the Bible says, immediately the people left. Amen. Rahab hung it over there. She never said, the people have not yet even reached for them to come back and let me wait a little. Amen. No, sir. The Bible says, while they were going, he tied what? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. My brother, that is the earnest. Amen. 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 Wasting no time. Amen. That is the earnest. That immediately the word of God comes to you. My brother, my sister, it begins to work. You receive it, you believe it, put it to work. Put it to work. Amen. That's the earnest. Amen. Amen. Put it to work. God gave you for you to what? To sit on it? His word? Oh, no, sir. He gave it to you for an action in your life. Amen. He gave it to you because he wants to see a change in your life. Oh, yes. He loves you. And so he gives to you freely. Then make it begin to work. He wants to see it work. Amen. 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 And if we apply that earnest in our lives, praise God. Amen. When the destruction comes, the wrath of God will see that earnest that is in you. Amen. He will whisk you out before the destruction comes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But in the case of Rahab, praise the Lord, when the wrath came, Rahab was just a poor lady. So her house, maybe it's not so that strong. But there were rich men, amen, in Jericho. They have fortified their homes really very strong. Amen. But you see, God, nothing is stronger than God. And that feeble house, when the great destruction came, it never touched that house. And as many people, they told her, as many people of your family or friends that you can bring under your home, under this inheritance, praise the Lord, they will be saved. As many that will what? Live under the blood, nothing can touch you. Nothing can touch you. Do you love him?
Amen.
My brother, that was the difference. Amen. We got to make a difference with the earnest. David made a difference. Between him and his brothers, he made a difference. God wants to see that difference by way of what? Using the earnest that is in us. God will always want to see a difference.
Amen.
Amen. So the Holy Ghost in you and in the midst of the church makes a difference.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Ghost in you makes what? The difference. The earnest in you makes a difference.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We see that he said the world and the church are all of the same lump. Like Jacob and Esau were from the same parents. But the Spirit of God makes the difference.
Amen.
The earnest in you will always make what? Will always make the difference. He said, put the leadership of the Holy Spirit aside. The church is nothing but what? The world with God's name attached to it.
Amen.
There are many churches. It's what? God's name attached to it. Praise the Lord. I don't know whether, brother, you have seen that, Bramike. I don't know whether you've seen that. Somebody said it to me on WhatsApp. One of the prophets in Ghana. My brother, he has a very big congregation after all these things. You see, that's why we say the manifestation of the gifts of the Holy Ghost is not an evidence that you have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I saw the script. Oh, terrible. A pregnant woman went for prayer, and this prophet made her to sit down. And took his shoes and everything, began to wrinkle the woman's belly. I mean, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
I look at the whole thing, I say, my God. And people were shouting, amen, hallelujah, amen. I said, hey, his foot on the woman's what? Stomach. What is this? And he has a great following. Why is it written in the Bible? See? That's why he said we shouldn't add and we shouldn't take away from this book. That's why we say we are a privileged people.
Amen.
Amen. Because it takes the truth to what? To open our eyes. So let's make that difference, my brother. He said, Israel without God is like any other nations. Samson, amen. When he had what? The Holy Ghost, the seven locks around him, He can take the job, the jawbone of an ass and kill about 1,000 of his enemies. Because the locks were there, the Holy Ghost was there, the earnest was there. Amen.
Amen.
But the very moment that hair was cut off, Samson became like an ordinary man. Without the earnest in you, my brother, you are just, you are missing something.
Amen.
Let's make, there is an inheritance for us. Let's begin to use our earnest now and be really serious about it, because he said, and we have the earnest of our salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Both physical and spiritual. Amen. We have both. Praise the Lord. So if you want healing physically, let the earnest in you begin to what? Do the work.
Amen.
That I am healed. That I have a healer.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Let that earnest in you begin to work. He said, the prophet said, we have what? And we have the earnest of our salvation. Salvation was both physically and spiritually. Amen. Just like he said, he told that woman when she touched the borders of her garment, he said, by faith, ye have what? Received your healing. That's the, he said, that's the physical, physically, she was what? Saved. So that is what we see. We need to use that earnest. Apply it in every situation that you find yourself. The Spirit of God is in you. Amen. Use that earnest. How many people are going to use that earnest from today?
Amen.
Don't let anything stand before you.
Amen.
Amen. My brother, for a very long time, you are waiting for what? For answer from what? The immigration. Amen. You are still waiting for it. Let that earnest continue to work.
Amen.
Amen. His promises are yea
amen.
And amen.
Amen.
All. My brother.
Amen.
Continue to stand.
Amen.
Let the earnest continue. Said, I have gotten it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Said, so Satan, you can never seize all the immigrations for giving me back my, giving me what? My documents.
Amen.
You can't do it.
Amen.
Oh, I remember that. Then you begin to refer from the Bible. You begin to refer and tell them, Satan, one time you did it. You did it.
Amen.
When Daniel prayed. See, you begin to tell the Satan. That's the way how you talk to Satan. Yes. Eh? Not all the time, probably just say, yeah, it's good. Eh? But sometimes you stand there and begin to talk to Satan.
Amen.
Like you are talking to a what? A man.
Amen.
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 He hears it and he will run away.
That's right.
Praise God. Say, Satan, hey, look. The Bible, you did it. And the I know it. One time when Daniel had prayed, God answered his prayer. And he sent an angel to bring the answer. You stop him on the way. What happened?
Right.
He sent another angel, Michael, to come and destroy you.
Amen.
He's that same God today.
Amen.
You cannot stop.
Amen.
My blessings.
Amen.
You can't stop it.
Amen.
Amen. You can't stop my blessings.
Amen.
You can't stop what I've asked of God, because this is his promise. All are yea and amen. In him is amen. In him is amen. In him is yea. I will not allow you. Praise the Lord. Let's use our earnest.
Amen.
The earnest of our inheritance. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Musicians, start coming.
Amen.
Let's use the earnest of our inheritance.
Amen.
And destroy the enemy. He has no tooth. No teeth. He cannot bite you.
Amen.
Amen. All the teeth is in what? The flesh of Jesus Christ. When he comes, look, hey, I have Calvary here.
Amen.
I have Calvary here. I have the cross of Jesus Christ in my heart.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Don't let him run over you. He's just what? A scarecrow. Huh?
Amen.
You know a scarecrow?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I told you this story before. When I was in Ghana, I was doing rice farming, and one time I was watching the birds, you see. We've made a scarecrow in the farm. The birds will hover near the scarecrow. I was just hiding. Then they saw that the scarecrow probably is not moving.
Yeah.
Amen. So they started to settle down. Before I said, hey! Then they all flew. You see? It's just a scarecrow. He's just there. Yeah. Frightening you. He's nothing.
Amen.
There's nothing in him.
Amen.
Amen. Don't be afraid. Amen. Satan is just like a scarecrow. Satan has no teeth. He's toothless.
Amen.
He's powerless.
Amen.
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 The promises of God, all of them, is yea and amen.
Amen.
Let the earnest in you begin to work now. As it worked in David, the Goliath will fall.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How many believe that?
Amen.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Oh, glory be to his name.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. Shall we stand
amen.
To the glory of the Lord?
The song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Amen.
Amen. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And oh, what a fountain of glory divine. Where of salvation, purges of God, born of His Spirit, and washed in His blood. Oh, this is my story. This is my story. Oh, this is my song. I'm praising my Savior, all that did on. This is my story. Oh, this is
my song.
Oh, I am praising, I'm praising my Savior, all that did on. Oh, perfect submission. Oh, perfect delight. The visions of rapture now burst on my side. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of
life.
Oh, this is my story. Oh, this is my song. I'm praising my Savior. Oh, this is my story. Oh, this is my song. I'm praising my Savior all that day long. Oh, perfect submission, perfect submission. Oh, this I'm for I am my Savior. I'm happy, I'm blessed, watching and waiting. Who can I buy? If it is good, man, lost in this life. This is my story. Oh, this is my song. I'm praising my my soul, oh, this and oh, praise and my Savior all the day long. Oh, this is my story. And my Savior all the day long.
Amen. You know, the prophet said in the message book, a greater than Solomon is here. He said, I'm going to give you the earnest of your salvation. Go up there to Jerusalem and wait. And I'm going to send you the earnest of your salvation. And he said, and they were up there all in one accord, in one place. And suddenly, there came the earnest, come down from heaven like a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Then the prophet came to us. He said, one time, we didn't believe in God. One time, we didn't believe in His word. But now, we have been raised up from that. Oh, I want to hear him.
Amen.
Said, but now, we have been raised up from that. We have been lifted up. Because we died in Christ and buried with Him, and we were raised with Him in His resurrection, and now we are sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
What an earnest which is in us, which needs to be what? Used to work to His glory. And to our own self, we have it,
brother.
We have it. It's in you. The earnest. You got to see yourself, as the dictionary says, that seriousness and intensity, but with all sincerity. We have been a little bit maybe sluggish. We have not taken into consideration how powerful this earnest. We've not been using it. But this morning, tell the Lord, I renew the earnest that is in me.
Amen.
I renew it by the power of the Holy Ghost, that nothing now can stand before me. I'm going to use that earnest now to overcome all the hindrances and obstacles that have been coming my way. And I know that, Lord, all your promises are yea and amen, and it will never fail. I believe it this morning. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. He has already raised you up. Amen. He's raised you up already. He has lifted you up. You are not down. You are not down. He has given you that earnest. Look at the way how David used it. Every Goliath that looks to stand before you is finished. Finished. Every walls of Jericho that's hindering you is broken down, because the earnest in you, whatever you are searching for, you are looking for, the earnest in you has all the power. It has it. It has all the power. And we have an assurance. We have a blessed hope. We have the insurance. We have the eternal life. We have it. The assurance. That all things are possible to them that believe. It will never fail. God's word is yea and amen. It's yea and amen. Just speak to him. Just tell him now, Lord, I thank you that you have reminded me now. You have brought me to a remembrance. Today I use that earnest in me to stop it. I claim it. It's mine. Satan, get out. It's mine. I claim it now. I claim it. I have a promise that one day I'm going to sit on the throne with my Lord. I'm a king. I'm a king. And today, being a king, I have that authority over you.
Sister, you need prayer?
I want to pray for Brother Vlad that the Lord would help him.
Earnest to change every situation. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Let's sing that song, Victory is Mine. Victory is Mine. Sing that song, Victory is Mine. How many believe that?
Amen.
How many believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing now with joy, knowing that Satan, today you are finished. Praise God. Now the earnest that is going to work in me now, Satan is in trouble. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. Oh, up to Satan, get behind me. Oh, victory.
is mine. Who is mine? Oh, joy today is mine. For I told Satan to get behind me. Oh, for joy today is mine. Oh, this is mine. Oh, this is mine. Oh, this today is mine. For I told Satan to get behind me. Oh, this today is mine. Oh, healing is mine. Oh, healing is mine. Oh, healing, healing today is mine. Oh, I told Satan to get behind me. Oh, healing today is mine. Oh, rest is mine. Rest. Rest. Oh, rest today is mine. Oh, it is yours. I told Satan to get behind me. For rest today is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory, victory today is mine. Oh, for I chose, oh, to get in. Oh, victory today. Oh, that's your victory. Oh, joy, oh, joy. Oh, joy, joy today is mine. Oh, for I told Satan to get behind me. Oh, for joy today is mine. Oh, victory, victory. Oh, victory. Oh, victory today is, oh, what is your victory? For I want to get behind me. Oh, victory today is, oh, peace is mine. Oh, peace is mine. Oh, peace is mine. Oh, peace today is, oh, it is mine. For I told Satan to get behind me. Oh, for peace today is mine. Oh, peace is mine. Oh, peace is mine. Oh, peace is mine. Oh, peace today is mine. Oh, I told Satan to get behind me. Peace today is mine.
Amen.
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 Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father God, we thankful once again, Lord.
Yes,
Father, that today we've looked, Lord, into the mirror of your word. Mm. Father God, and how, Lord God, you encouraged us, Lord. You showed us,
yes,
Father, that with you, Lord, it's yes.
Mm.
There's no, there's no wavering in thee, O God.
Thank you.
And Father, Lord, you've granted us grace and mercies, Lord, as your sons and your daughters. Lord, that you put the spirit of your son in our hearts, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So, O Lord, give us grace this day as we looked into the mirror of your word, Father, to see our true reflection.
Amen.
Lord God, that we are part of thee. Father God, that with thee, Lord, there's no defeat. There's no defeat in us.
Amen.
Father, Satan has been exposed for what he is, Lord.
Amen.
That, Lord, is a bluff, Lord, is a liar.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen. So, Lord, how are we praying, Lord, now? Father, with your spirit burning in our hearts.
Amen.
Lord God, with a fervent desire, Lord, to manifest your life in this world, in this place, at this time.
Yes.
So, Lord God, we pray, Lord. Father, you said even in your word that where your spirit is, there's liberty.
Amen.
So, Father God, break every shackle of the enemy.
Amen.
Father, when he tries to whisper doubts into the hearts of your children,
Amen.
Lord God, won't you come and, Lord, strengthen those feeble knees, Lord, and those hands which hang low. Father God, we know the thing, Lord God, that gives us most faith and encouragement is to see your hand working in our lives.
Amen.
So, Lord, you know the needs of your people. Father God, Lord, and we ask in thee, O God, that, Lord, even in this new week, Lord God, that we've opened up, Lord, in worshiping and praising you.
Yes.
Father, that, Lord God, you'll come down in your might and in your power. Father God, that you'll meet the needs of your children, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, so that next time when we're back here in your house, we can lift up our voice, Lord, to rejoice together, to give thanks, Lord, for your answering, Lord, for we know that, Lord, you are an answering God.
Yes.
Lord, and we know, Lord, that there's nothing which is too hard for thee.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord God, all of our needs, you know them all, Lord. Father, we just place them at the altar now, Lord.
Amen.
Father, Lord God, and even, Lord, you spoke unto us that, Lord, we have an angel accompanying us.
Amen.
And how we desire for that angel, Lord, to minister to our every need, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, that we know, Lord, that we're not serving a God who sleeps or slumbers.
Yes.
But, oh God, we serve in you, and you are mighty to deliver.
Yes.
Father God, and we know that you are I am.
Yes.
And we desire to see you now, Lord.
Amen.
Father, so Lord God, we ask you that this word which was brought unto us, seal it in our hearts, Lord.
Amen.
Father, for you said your word is a mighty tower,
yes,
that the righteous run in and they are safe, Lord.
Amen.
Father, so we want to just be under your wings, Lord, under your anointing. Father, Lord God, we know that your word will not go out and come back,
yes,
void,
yes,
but it will always accomplish that which you sent it to do, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, seal your word in our hearts and in our souls, Lord, by the Holy,
yes,
Ghost.
Lord.
Lord, which is our insurance, Lord. It's our guide. Lord, it's our all in all. Grant it, Heavenly Father, that we may continue to praise and to worship you. Father, we pray even now, Lord, thankful for our brother. Lord, we thank you for restoring him good strength, Lord, for manifesting yourself as a healer, Lord. Even our precious sister, comfort, Lord, as she gave praise to you. Father, you are not a liar, but you are truthful, Lord, to your word, Lord, as long as she held on to that promise, Lord. We do thank you for that, Lord.
Jesus.
We thank you for your protection throughout the week.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you once again even for our brother who stood faithfully on this day.
Yes,
Lord, you granted him grace to put himself aside,
Amen,
so that you, Lord Jesus, could minister to our needs, Lord.
Yes.
Restore him, Lord God, virtue, Lord. Father, and continue to bless him and to bless his family, Lord. Father, we thank you for all things done and said. Sunday school, we appreciate it.
Amen.
How we love to sit at your feet so that you can teach us, Lord God.
Amen.
Father, you can minister to our souls, for your word is a lamp, Lord.
Yes.
We do appreciate it all. We thank you for song worship, Lord, even upon this day. Lord, we pray your blessing upon our brother, Lord, and the musicians, Lord, who are faithful at their post of duty, Lord. Father, Lord, even those behind the scenes, we so much appreciate it, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we give thanks to you for this privilege that we have.
Yes.
Many times, Lord God, because of the pressures of this life, we take these things for granted.
Amen.
But, oh Lord, what a precious inheritance we have.
Amen.
And today we thank you, Lord, for it, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we're praying, Lord, for the many saints who have traveled, who are on our way.
Yes.
Father, may you continue to be with them, Lord.
Yes.
May they come also with testimony, Lord. Father, may they come with glad tidings when they come.
Yes, Lord.
But Father God, at this time we can't depart, Lord, without sending a word of healing once again to our sister Rita, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, we know it's the work of the enemy.
Oh, yes.
Lord, the sister has been doing so well, Lord God,
yes,
in the things of your kingdom.
Yes.
And we know, Lord God, that Satan is a liar, Lord.
Amen.
Is a deceiver and a perverter.
Oh, yes.
And Lord, he seeks to discourage our sister.
Amen.
But Lord, we joining our faith together.
Lord,
because you've given us a promise, Lord God, in your word.
Amen.
You said, Lord God, whatever we bind here on earth will be bound in heaven.
Amen.
So Lord God, we want to join our faith to send the word of healing to her, Lord. Won't you touch her, Lord? Father God, won't you manifest yourself to her in a real way? Because we know, Lord, that every challenge that comes in our life, it's an opportunity for you to manifest yourself. Manifest yourself to her, Lord, so that she can say, Lord God, you are her healer, Lord. Father God, Lord, we pray for grace, Lord, and encouragement for them at this time.
Lord.
Be merciful to us, Lord. We think of our brother as well, Brother Lubanza, who's been in Zimbabwe faithfully ministering your word. Lord, we're trusting, Lord, that as he was a blessing for us here, that the saints there were blessed, Lord. Use him, Lord God, in whatever way you would. Father, Lord, undertake for him and protect his ministry, Lord. Father, we pray and ask all these things. Some traveling back tomorrow, Brother George and his family, be merciful to them, Father. Lord, whatsoever it may be that we may have forgot to mention, but Lord, you know it all, Lord, and we're trusting in thee. Our trust is in thee and not in ourselves, Lord. Thanks you once again, Lord, for this time which you've given to us, Lord. We glorify, we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Let's all give a clap unto the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord for today. And let the musicians give us one song as we march out.
Amen. We've got the power, amen.
Amen.
We've got the power when the name is Jesus. We've got the power when the name of the Lord. Though Satan raises, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Oh, you give me power. Oh, let's agree together. Oh, let all of our enemies crumble out of me. For whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. At the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan reigns, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Satan tried to stop us, oh, by the Church of Jesus, oh, is still alive. Like a mighty army, we can march on, winning every battle with the Lord by your side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan reigns, we cannot be defeated. The power in the name of the Lord. We've got the power.